American agriculture is the most productive in the world. On average, one farmer can feed more than 100 people. Farmers do this with machines and chemicals. Powerful tractors plow the soil, long booms spray herbicides. But all this brawn comes at a price. University of Illinois agriculture professor Lei Tian says today's agricultural machines can't adapt to variations in farmers' fields. For instance, on average, only about one-third of a field has serious weed problems. But when farmers apply weed-killing herbicides, they don't spray just where the weeds are.
I once talked with a commercial applicator. He said he drove the sprayer the whole morning. He didn't see a single weed, but the sprayer was spraying.
Why did he keep spraying?
But, you know, that's the current technology. You know, you set up a rate, uniformly spray the whole field.
George Meyer, a professor of agriculture at the University of Nebraska, says the one-size-fits-all approach wastes chemicals, which is bad for the environment and a farmer's bottom line.
We're going to have to become better stewards of our land in terms of environmental considerations. That's water quality. We've got to also look at ways of reducing costs.
Variations like soil type, degree of pest infestation, and topography demand more flexible practices, says Professor Meyer. So researchers around the country are working on an alternative called precision agriculture that uses computers to control farm equipment. It's a marriage of 19th century brawn with 21st century brain, Professor Lei Tian refers to as smart machines.
So we want to add information technology to the machine. The mechanization part is, making the machine more powerful, but this part is making the machine more intelligent.
There are two ways to do it, says Professor Tian. The first uses information collected remotely by satellites or airplanes.
You generate a map, maybe it's a soil map, and then based on that map, you make decision on what needs to be done in the field, each individual point in the field.
In the second method, sensors mounted on farm equipment itself feed information to an onboard computer.
You can drive this system into the field. The sensor in front of the vehicle would sense what's going on in the field, and then on the back would make decision to do the operation.
Both approaches have their pros and cons. Equipment controlled by computers using maps made from satellite and aircraft data is anticipated to be relatively inexpensive and reliable. But sensors in the sky cannot distinguish closely separated features. Tractor-mounted cameras, in contrast, have a worm's eye view. But affordable computers have a hard time making snap decisions about whether to spray or not. Researchers are studying how one or both methods can be used to control important agricultural inputs, such as fertilizer and water. University of Nebraska Professor Meyer says one of the hottest areas for research today is weed control.
Weeds compete for fertilizer, nitrogen, and water, just as the crop plants are, and they can have a great economic impact if they're allowed to grow and compete.
Precision agriculture is still in its infancy. University of Illinois Professor Tian has built a prototype weed sprayer controlled by a computer and a video camera. In tests on corn and soybeans, the machine used 50% less herbicides. However, so far, industry appears unwilling to invest in producing such equipment. James DeShazer, the head of the University of Idaho's Department of Agricultural Engineering, says precision agriculture will be introduced to the farm, particularly as the price of computing power and video sensors drops. But it will take time.
We had a picture way back in 1960 of the farmer in a control tower with robotic even caught vehicles out on the farm and doing all their different things. And he says, well, this is going to be happening at the turn of the century. In 40 years is what's going to happen. Well, now here we are 40 years later.
And farmers are still wearing muddy boots and overalls. But DeShazer says the time is coming when school children may sing Old MacDonald Had a Keyboard. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Daniel Grossman.